This is your WCFW Daily News Roundup for 105.7 CFW in Chippewa Falls and 93.5 The Tap in Eau Claire.
For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Eau Claire Community Foundation has announced the distribution of $235,000 in grant funding to 46 nonprofit organizations throughout the Chippewa Valley. According to a press release this week, the funding through the 2026 community grant cycle is meant to support the programs offered by those nonprofits and respond to emerging needs in the region. Organizations that received portions of the grant funding were split into five categories. The largest funding award of over $96,000 went to health and human services organizations like Feed My People Food Bank and the Chippewa Valley Free Clinic, followed by operations-based organizations like the Community Table and the Eau Claire Community Humane Association, which received over $43,000. Arts and culture organizations like the Chippewa Valley Museum received a total of nearly $21,000. Education organizations like the Family Resource Center received nearly $39,000. Nature and recreation organizations like the Friends of Lake Altoona received nearly $38,000. The Eau Claire City Council has approved an agreement with the Wisconsin Department of Transportation to improve safety measures at the intersection of Business 53 and Birch Street. The agreement through the DOT's Highway Safety Improvement Program aims to reduce the number and severity of crashes at the intersection. A number of improvements are being considered, including lane adjustments and adding streetlights. The city will only need to fund about 10% of the $1.3 million project under the agreement, estimated at about $136,000. Law enforcement and fire authorities say a house fire in Cadott earlier this week was caused by a lightning strike. According to the Cadott Police Department, crews responded to the fire on South Birch Street at around 10 p.m. on Tuesday night. They found heavy smoke when they arrived at the scene, but all of the occupants evacuated safely and nobody was reported injured. Fire investigators have since determined that lightning struck the roof of the house and sparked the fire in the attic area, which took about 4 hours to fully extinguish. For 105.7 CFW News, I'm James Kelly.
With Civic Media News, I'm Terry Miller. A proposal from Wisconsin Democrats would fully tax any payments from a new federal fund connected to President Donald Trump. Senate Minority Leader Dianne Hesselbein says the plan is meant to prevent what she calls misuse of funds, arguing the focus should be on everyday costs like groceries and gas. The fund is tied to a lawsuit settlement and is intended to compensate people who claim they were targeted unfairly by the government. Supporters say it offers a legal path for claims, while critics question how the money would be used. A write-in candidate for Wisconsin governor is drawing criticism after posting a video of himself removing political yard signs in Milwaukee. Carlos Lamar Dixon shared footage of the incident in the River West and East Side neighborhoods and said he took the signs as a political statement. Candidates affected say the signs are protected speech and costly to replace. And Badger State employees can now apply for new state grants to train workers for jobs in advanced manufacturing and artificial intelligence. Governor Evers says about $7 million in federal funding will support the program called WisTrain, and it's open to companies of any size across the state. Applications are due July 13th for the first round of funding. The search for the next athletic director of UW-Madison has entered the next phase. The application period is now open and will be for the next 2 weeks, following the listening sessions that were held over the past few weeks. The search committee in charge had been meeting with student athletes and others to figure out what qualities they wanted in the next athletic director. The school hopes to have the next athletic director in place and working this summer. More news can be found at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers take on the Astros. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The first place Brewers battle the Astros in Houston. Kaiwei Tang on the mound tonight for Houston against Milwaukee right-hander Coleman Crow, making his third start for the crew. Manager Pat Murphy:
he was tremendous in his first outing. He didn't miss too many spots. He can pitch here. I mean, he can pitch in the big leagues. It's pretty good.
College basketball: a report says the Wisconsin Badgers will play in a tournament in the Bahamas next season. Meanwhile, when will a new athletic director be hired to replace Chris McIntosh, who left in April?
They're still going to hire somebody this summer. They're opening the application process and accepting applications through June 10th. And then they've also had what they call stakeholder listening sessions. just forums used by organizations to gather direct feedback from different people. Ultimately, though, the goal is to have the athletic director in place this summer before the sports programs and everything else gets going.
That's Badgers reporter Jesse Temple. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens. Chippewa Valley
Weather. I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Feeling like summer to wrap up the month of May? Mostly sunny skies to be expected today with high temps in the low to mid 80s. Mostly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 50s. More clouds than sun on Saturday with a high of 83. More sun on Sunday with a high of 84. Right now, it's 66 degrees.
That's your WCFW and the TAP Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at wcfw.fm or thetap.fm.